are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, I love this email. I've got to give you guys, I got to tell you this email here. Maria writes, Doctor, I am fat, and I love it. My husband loves it too. I feel good. He thinks I'm sexy. Isn't the stress of dieting, she writes, worse than loving yourself and being who you are? Really? Okay, so I guess what she's asking in this is, if you love yourself and you're feeling good and your husband's into you and, you know, you, got some, what's it called? Bump in your trunk? What do they call it? Bump in the, I don't know. I got big booty. I just don't know what you call it. Something in the trunk? I don't know. I don't know the proper term. Well, you know, is it less healthy for you to stress about losing weight and trying to diet than being the weight that you are, being happy and loving who you are? Okay, you know, she does have a small point. You know, the first when I read this, I'm like, okay, that's an excuse. You know, the husband could later dump her, okay, and then, you know, so when you first, you're like, okay, you know, I don't know if this story is going to end all happy, but she's got a point, okay? We've talked about yo-yo dieting and how yo-yo dieting could be bad for you. We've talked about how people do very unhealthy things to diet, going down to, I don't know, 200 calories, doing these shocks to their system, taking diet pills, etc. And so you wonder, I mean, you know, is it more unsafe to try to diet and be something that you in your heart don't want to be than to just be who you are? Well, you know, as a doctor, I'm supposed to tell everybody not be fat. Okay, which is very, very difficult because, you know, I got to tell you, man, I am not as skinny as I used to be, and this is really frustrating me. So we're all supposed to try to be skinny. Okay, that's just what we're supposed to do. We're all supposed to try to be skinny. We're all supposed to be lean. And we know it helps. We know, you know, I just had a patient that I saw who had dropped 40 pounds, and now her cholesterol is normal. Now she feels better. Her abdominal issues, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, everything is just getting better. Everything's just, you know, falling into place. Arthritis. You know, if you're overweight, your knees can't handle that. Your back can't handle that. Your hips, your feet. So I have to say, sorry, it's healthier to lose weight. All right, but you guys do have a good point. I have never met such a happy population as my obese patient population. They're happy. They are happy, and I have some real skinny folk in my practice, and they are nervous biddies, and they complain a lot, and they're grumpy. Well, yeah, because they're eating sawgrass, gluten-free, no sugar added rice cakes all the time. No wonder. I am a real nice person when I get a ho-ho. I love my ho-hos. Oh, and now we have beeps. You guys, now with all the Easter candy, did you guys go to Target yet? Oh my gosh, they had a whole aisle of Peeps. They got blue Peeps, pink Peeps, yellow Peeps. They have a rainbow Peep lollipop. Oh, and now you know what they had? And I know this is bad. This is the doctor's show. I get it. All right, but you know what they have? Apparently there's this new type of Peep. It's a vanilla cream Peep. Peep! Yeah, vanilla cream. It's like you don't even taste marshmallow. Oh my gosh. Delicious. Okay, now you see, I'm happy right now. I am so happy. True, my pants are kind of tight. And, yeah, I'm probably developing a nasty bunion as we speak. But I got to tell you, the idea of sinking my teeth into a vanilla Peep is just, it's better than any other antidepressant I could even imagine. Its efficacy with depression and anxiety. Just chew into a nice vanilla beep. Okay, I'm done with the peeps. I'm sorry. I love saying beep. Okay, so where was I? Peeps? Okay. So if you're obese and you love the way you look and your husband loves you and you're all happy, that's great. Okay, but remember, everything comes to an end. I'm not saying your marriage is going to end. Okay, you know, I mean, if my husband hasn't dumped me, okay, I, you know, and boy, has he had lots of options too. But, you know, if he stuck with me, I'm sure our men are going to stick with us with the weight gain. I'm sure they will. Okay, most men do. If somebody cheats on you and leaves you, it's not because they of the weight gain. Okay, because, and, you know, if they really love you, they're going to stay. Same thing, ladies and guys. It's not because they grew a beard. Okay. All right. It's not because they, you know, wear Speedo. It's because of other reasons. But, you want to live with your hubby long. You want your hubby to live with you. And obesity will always catch up with you. It always does. Now, should you drastically diet and do the 500 calorie thing? No, no. But I don't think it's a bad idea to try to lose a pound a week. Something small. Okay, I don't think that's bad at all. So very, very slow. It could be very romantic. You guys sharing a salad. You guys sharing a steak at dinner. My husband and I, that's how we lost weight. You know, if we want to go out and we want to splurge, we split the meal. We don't each have our own meal. Now, of course, I get to order whatever the hell I want, and he has to, you know, he hates it when I order fish. But, you know, you split the meal. That's, you know, just try to lose a pound a week. Nothing too drastic, because what's 4 pounds, you know, a month? That's 48 pounds a year, 50 pounds a year, something small. All right, because I'm telling you, he's going to love you even if you, you know, are skinny. And a lot of us women that are voluptuous and have the boobies, we still keep the boobies, even if we lose weight. Now, the boobies may be by our knees, but we still keep the boobies. But, you know, just because your life is good and everything is hunky-dory doesn't mean that that's better than the stress of dieting. Just don't do a stressful diet. It's not that hard. Okay? I want a peep. I know. Somebody said there's like chocolate cream. Chocolate-covered peeps, what's out there? I am digging Easter. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze-Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-D-A-L-I. Thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn, Talk Superstation, and KDWN, and a variety of affiliates that I'm going to list on my website. My website is still under construction. I'm sorry. Also, sometimes by the time I list the affiliate kicks me off. It's kind of one of those things. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm superstitious, but whenever you list an affiliate on your website, okay, that's usually one of the first affiliates to kick you off. And so I'm kind of afraid to list my affiliates because, no, not because I suck. If I lose an affiliate, it's not because my show stinks. It's just because of the superstition. And so rule of thumb is you try not to list your affiliates, right? You know, like a TV show. Do you ever see a TV show list all the stations it's on? It just does the network, you know, so I have the network on there. Yeah, and the network could kick me out, you know, but that would be because my show stinks, not because of the superstition. It's an affiliate thing. Okay, Ryan wants to know, Dr. Dahlia, how do you know if your testosterone is too low or if you have low T? Okay, let's talk about this. Testosterone, low testosterone. All right, low T, that's the same thing, low testosterone. People like say low T. Why? Because of Mr. T, Remember how cool it was in the 80s to talk about Mr. T? I pity the fool. Yeah, see, so people like saying, I got low T. Just sounds cool, right? Low T. Okay, so, you know, if you have low T, I would say, iced tea. Fill up the pitcher. Low T, you could be tired. You could have lack of sex drive, depression, weaker, etc. And the problem is, you know, many of us as we age, I mean, I feel like I have low T right now. You know, getting up out of bed in the morning is really difficult sometimes. I get tired. I don't lift things as well. I mean, I'm just feeling so middle-aged that I feel like I probably have low T. Now, a lot of it is I'm getting lazy. I'm getting older. It could be thyroid, etc. But when this happens to men, a lot of us doctors love to run the testosterone test. So for those of you feeling fatigued and weak and depressed and losing your sex drive, yes, all of those could be signs of low testosterone. Now, it could also be a sign of diabetes. It could also be a sign of low thyroid. It could be a serotonin deficiency, and that's why you're depressed. So, you know, there's a lot that could be going on. Now, WebMD does a very nice dissertation on low T. Right? They talk about how during puberty, testosterone helps build your muscles, deepens your voice, boosts the size of your penis and testes. Right now, I have a kid in puberty and a pre-puberty kid, and they keep asking me for a ruler. Now, I don't understand why, okay, because they don't like doing their math homework, and I could swear the teacher gave them a protractor, but I'm a little nervous that they want to use mama's ruler, not for math. And if that's the case, I don't want the ruler back. You could keep the ruler. Then, in adulthood, your testosterone keeps your muscles and bones nice and strong, right? Those, you know, rippling pecs and biceps and deltoids and trapezius and rhomboids and triceps and brachioradialis and just those, you know, long and bulky phenar eminences, and then you go down to the big glutes and the quadriceps and wow, gastros. I mean, you got some amazing muscle in men. Let's just look at a picture of a man. You know, those muscular, that's a lot of muscle. I know. Pretty damn sexy. You guys rock. I really dig that. Okay, anyway. Okay, so, and then, of course, it maintains your interest in sex, okay? According to WebMD, it says, in short, it's what makes a man, at least physically, in short. Now, what WebMD needs to realize is men don't like to use the word short. Now, after age 30, most men will get a very mild, gradual decline in testosterone. So we call this male menopause, but a man doesn't have to technically be low testosterone like women do with estrogen, okay? Just because your testosterone drops doesn't mean you have to be low testosterone. If I see a man with low testosterone, I don't blame andropause. I blame diabetes or something else going on first, okay? Because, you know, your testosterone shouldn't just fall down to nothing, okay? And then, you know, we already talked about the symptoms. Of course, I get very, very concerned about depression with anybody that loses their testosterone, diabetes, etc. All right, so there's ways to test it, and we run the test. But what was very interesting is there was a headline today saying that we need to do a better job with the way we diagnose low testosterone. And according to drugs.com, they say here that a blood test alone is not enough, and we should be doing a physical exam. I know a lot of you guys like to just stick your head in the waiting room and say, Dahlia, run the test, but I'm keeping the rest of my pelvic area outside the office. I'm not coming in and getting tested. All right, remember, you know, you should be getting a full physical, but I get that. I dig that. I understand. They say a number of men in the United States diagnosed with low testosterone has now increased over the last decade because we check it a lot. But they say there's inconsistent laboratory practices and other problems that could result in an unreliable blood test. Now, because there's a lack of consistency in laboratory practices, I think the CDC has recommended certain guidelines And I guess they need to somehow have some consistency with this. A panel of doctors from six major U.S. institutions analyzed data from more than 10,000 patients, and they published this online March 6th. And they said in some cases, testosterone levels tested on the same day from a blood sample taken from a single patient differed as much as 30% from one lab to the next. Now, that's some serious stuff. If labs differ by 30%, okay, that's somebody needs a flipping clue. So here you are going, okay, well then, you know, give me shots of testosterone. Let me start to supplement myself. Well, we need to know. Okay, so we talked about the erectile dysfunction, sexual desire, etc. Now, some of you say, don't give me the testosterone. I don't need the testosterone shots. I only need the Viagra. If I get Viagra, I'm able to have sex. The depression will go away. You got a point. But listen, if you truly have low, low testosterone, we don't know everything there is to know about testosterone. There may be other things it does. Okay, we may think, yeah, it helps with sex drive and muscles, etc. But remember, it's a hormone that the body makes, and so you're lacking it could cause other problems that we just haven't discovered yet. So if you're low in it, I'm a huge fan of testosterone supplementation. But I'm also a fan of somebody watching your prostate as you go. Okay? Yeah, I know. With an eyeball, exactly. Somebody should be watching your prostate, doing your PSAs, etc. You know, it's interesting. When patients have thyroid cancer and they have their thyroid removed, okay, and they're given thyroid supplementation, they come in to see me and they go, I'm not right. Something's just not right. I don't feel right. Well, for years we blamed it on their high synthetic thyroid level. I don't want to say synthetic, but their high medication thyroid level, right, where we have their thyroid level so high so the cancer doesn't grow back. So that could cause anxiety, insomnia, etc. But there's something more. So sometimes I'll add to my status post thyroid cancer patients that are treated in remission, beat it, whatever. Sometimes I'll add something for serotonin. And I notice they seem to balance a little better. Now, even though, you know, serotonin isn't, from what I understand, even made in the thyroid, when you take out a whole gland of thyroid, which you have to do a lot of times with cancer, depending on how much thyroid cancer you have, it just goes to show you that there's more to these glands. You know, I have not had my ovaries removed, and even though most women seem really, really happy when their ovaries are removed, all right, it's something I want to do when I think my ovaries are kind of drying up because maybe there's something else the ovaries are doing. We know the ovaries pretty much handle sex hormones, but still, fat also does. You know, there's luckily you have a lot of checks and balances in the body. So I find it very, very fascinating that we remove an organ and we think, okay, there really wasn't any other functions. We talked about appendixes, right? The function of the appendix has a function. A lot of you guys get your appendix removed, said, well, it was a worthless organ. Nothing is worthless in the body. Let me just say that, okay? I think nature, I think God has a reason for everything. And they think, studies think, that the appendix has is hollow, houses trillions upon trillions of bacteria, and it helps keep the gut bacteria floweth-ing. So you have a nice bacterial flora floweth. It's really nice. So it kind of squirts out bacteria. Now, you can still live nice and long lives not having an appendix. But I really beg to differ that an appendix is worthless. If appendixes hold bacteria, there's got to be a reason for it. All right? But, yeah, it's so we make money when it bursts. That is a reason, you know, but not a nice one. Okay, don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day.
So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. One of you had, gosh, I think it was about 7-8 months ago, asked me, what about color preference and personality? If your favorite color is blue, what does that mean about you? If your favorite color is pink, what does that mean? And, you know, I love psychology questions. You know, we got a lot of psychology in medical school, but I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. So before we enter this favorite color and personality type, I just have to, you know, preface and do a disclaimer that I really don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Now, I did talk to you guys, which is a little different in terms of color and personality, about that personality test where they assign a color to you. Remember I told you I was a part blue, part red? That doesn't have to do with a color you long after or you have an affinity to. It was a color that described you. The blues are the ones that are very kind of touchy-feely, want everything copacetic, want everybody to get along, kumbaya, wants just harmony, wants to make sure there's no fighting. The reds and blues will usually be pediatricians, family docs, psychiatrists. Your reds are more your, I just want to cut, fix, and do. Your ER surgeon type. Your greens are, I really want to think about this. I really want to analyze it. I want to tackle this mentally. I love these mental challenges. That's your green. Internist, neurologist, possibly rheumatologist. Plastic surgeon may be a blue-red, but a little bit more red. Okay, that would be your plastic surgeon. That's a tough one. Good question. Very good question. Okay, and I was a blue-red. I mean, because I love surgery, I love ER, and I did ER, right? You know, but I just want everybody getting along. Whenever there's an accident or something going on or a code, I just immediately go into calming mode and just calm everybody down. And it's like one of my very few talents. I don't have a lot of talent, but I'm able to calm everybody down. I know I rile you guys up talking about Obamacare, but, you know, we're talking about patients. You're not my patients. When, you know, if you're my patient, I kind of make everybody laugh. I make everybody easygoing, and, you know, we get through it. So I'm a blue-red. Okay, and now, can a blue marry a green? It's tough. Very, very tough for a blue to marry a green, but they didn't get into that. Okay, can a blue marry a red? Yeah, if you got a blue-red. If you have a blue-red. Now, my husband is red. Okay, so I have a lot of the blue, but I need my husband to be a red. I'm not going to kill that spider. I'm not. I'm afraid of the spider. I want to kill it. I want to do surgery on it. I want to dissect it and put in a pick line, but I'm afraid. My husband's a red. He'll come and kill the spider. He's a doer. That's my man. Now, and he's all mine. Okay, but what about colors? You know, there was a study that came out discussing how, you know, the application of color can really help people with healing. You know, having these yellow rooms may not do well if you add some blues and reds and greens. It was an interesting study. I gotta look it up. They also talked about how as you age, you start to have some kind of yellowing of the, sometimes you kind of have some changes in your iris and yellowing of the lens. So you'll see many people that are older will change their color and go more towards blue, etc. All right, so from a personality standpoint, what does it mean, okay? Well, Brad is a green. Okay, so these are, and again, there's a variety of websites. This one, again, this is nothing psychologically based, and then I'm going to take a color test for you guys, and we'll see what it says. I know, she has hemorrhoids. I got to tell you, if my color test, all right, figures that out, that's a valid test. But right now, let's say you're green. If you're green, they say you're calm, you're cool, collected, conceptual, you're a troubleshooter, you're introverted, you're very detail-oriented, task-oriented, a thinker, intellectual, inventors. Does that sound like you, Brad? It does? See, you're a green. That's very interesting. You could be an internist. Maybe there is something to that whole color personality thing. All right. Yeah. See, he's like all, you know, he's calm, cool, collected. I'm here on air going, Obamacare sucks. Huh? And he's like, I got this handle. We got to handle. Okay. Let's say you're a yellow. If you're a yellow, now, when I think of yellow, I think of bile and urine and all that. But let's say you really, really dig yellow. Okay. You're practical. You're serious. You're responsible. Oh, you know why? Okay, you're practical, responsible, and prepared, and observant. I for detail. Okay, you know where this comes from? Okay, traffic light. You're driving, and you get a yellow. What do you do? Okay, yeah, see, for me, when I see a yellow, I gun the sucker, right? Okay, but if there's a person that actually slows down and stops with a yellow, They're prepared, observant, responsible. Okay, whose website is this? It says Trish Writer 11 Blogspot. All right, sounds pretty technical to me. They have an eye for detail. They're analytical. They're a good decision maker. They follow the rules. They're confident, disciplined, and they leave emotions out of it. Okay, I am the exact opposite of a yellow. Now, again, I'm blue-red, and I've loved blue-red, okay? So, blue, you're compassionate, you're helpful, you're courteous, you're imaginative, you're enthusiastic. It's the Dr. Dahlia Show! See, detail-oriented, dreamer, encourager, confident, relationship building, want to be there for people. Oh, now you see, this is damn close. Okay, now what about a red? Okay, because I'm part red. I'm professional, adventurer, I'm competitive. I am so competitive. Free-spirited. Yeah, sometimes I do the show topless. I'm spontaneous. I'm clever, problem solver, witty, eager, outgoing, and creative. Okay, I'm a red, blue, and red and blue make purple. Okay, so now let me go to another website. This is so exciting. Okay, I hope you guys figured out. I wonder, does that sound right for you guys? Okay, now here's a test that I found. It's called ViewZone.com. It says color preference personality test. Okay, now apparently, you know, some of you may be a red, but you're like, no, I'm not red. I'm crimson or I'm magenta. Okay, first of all, you're no red to me, because if you're going to sit here and tell me you're a magenta or a scarlet, okay, then I'm going to be like, okay, wait a second. Now, okay, because to me, I just, anybody who knows the colors that deep, I probably can't have a real good conversation with. However, I am looking at the colors, and I got to admit, crimson and magenta do look good. Magenta, I guess you don't like indecision of others. If you're crimson, you're very strong and very determined individuals, have strong goals, live and let live. Okay, I get that. What about blue? Are you a sky blue, an azure blue, a dark blue, a pale blue? I am an azure blue. What does that mean? It means I am content with life. I have goals. The journey is better than the destination. Nah. All right, let me just do my color test in front of you all. Okay, which colors do I like the best? Here we go. I like the blue the best. I like the black the best. I like the purple. I'm choosing purple. There's a teal, a gray. Oh, I don't like orange, yellow, or brown. I'll pick the orange, and then I'll pick the brown because of code brown. They say, I have abilities. I am seeking peaceful relationships. See? Peaceful. I try to prove to others that nothing could affect you and that we are all superior and not weak. And I have inappropriate behavior because I have high emotional demands and I am willing to involve myself in a close relationship and not get any depth of feeling. Oh, so they say I sleep around and I'm a hoochie mama. Boy, I gotta tell you, man. I tell you, some of these things are pretty damn hit the nail on the head. No, I don't sleep around. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it, funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! attention. If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements, uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking at this headline. That there's a headline that says here that a drug company is denying a little dying 7-year-old boy his life-saving medication. You know, when you see a headline like that, of course, immediately, you know, you think, okay, oh, my gosh, this poor kid. Oh, my gosh, the mean pharmaceutical company. And, you know, me as a doctor, I'll always take the side of the kid, okay? I'm not the pharmaceutical company's advocate like many of you guys think. I'm the patient's advocate. I have to be. I'm the doctor. That's why they hire me. Okay? Yeah, I don't get paid a lot. Sometimes I don't get paid at all. But that is the relationship we have. Even though I do understand why pharmaceutical companies have to do a lot of the things they do, they're a business. I get that. All right? But, you know, when I look at that, it again reminds me to remind you guys about the campaign that I'm going to be doing from March 21st to May 31st, the $5 for a life campaign, because I'm raising money to help pay for kids' treatment, chemotherapy treatment, their co-pays, research into blood cancers for adults and children for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Don't worry, I'm not asking for money yet. But I want everybody to start getting their ducks in a row, talk to their companies, talk to their employers to see if they wouldn't mind being a sponsor, putting an ad for the gala or coming up or, you know, sending a check made out to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We're going to start planning this within the next couple weeks. Well, we're planning it now, but we're going to start we're going to start collecting donations because this is exactly what private companies and private charities do and why they're needed. It's up to us to be able to get these kids and these people their medical treatments. Apparently, in this one particular case, we have here, on my website, I'm sorry, is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. I welcome all the messages you guys leave me, medical questions, answers, etc. I would also, in addition to your medical questions and asking for advice, if you could give me any advice on which company would be willing to help donate. I've decided I want to raise $100,000, not just $50,000. I want to raise $100,000 because it's just a drop in the bucket on what we could do. But it's a hell of a start. So it looks like we have a 7-year-old kid who has survived 4 bouts of kidney cancer, heart failure, and a bone marrow transplant. But now, I believe he got afflicted with a virus, an adenovirus, I believe. I'm trying to figure out what the whole scoop is. And he got this infection that I guess because he has a compromised immune system, this could be very deadly. All right, and I believe he's received most of his treatment out of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Memphis, Tennessee. God bless St. Jude's. Now, apparently, normally a kid's immune system can handle the adenovirus, but his immune system is very weakened. Why? Because he has to be able to take on the new bone marrow cells. I'm looking at a picture of this kid. Cute little kid, holding a little puppy dog. Now, the medicine that I guess he needs is brincidofovir. It's an antiviral drug that can clear up adenovirus in kids within 2 weeks, according to Fox News. It has not been approved by the FDA, so he hasn't been able to gain access to the medication. So the company, Chimerix, is the company that manufactures it. They do have, I guess, some sort of authority to allow patients emergency access, but they have stopped the practice saying they, quote unquote, cannot afford it. Now, I don't know how much funding and all the monetary rigmarole that happens, you know, between, I guess, you know, giving something out that's not FDA approved or making the drug and all that. I mean, we know it costs millions and we know they make millions. So I have no idea what their profit margin is. But this just shows that if we don't have an ongoing, and it doesn't have to be a charity I'm working for, but just in general, all right, if we don't have an ongoing way to have private funds for people, you are looking at real lives. Now, true, there's scams out there. And I get so gosh darn mad when I hear of people pretending to have breast cancer, pretending to have leukemia, trying to get the city to raise money for their medical costs. And I told you guys how to handle. I told you guys how to handle that. Okay? What you do is rather than giving the patient the actual money, you walk in with the patient to the doctor's office to pay the bill. Now, because I understand patients don't want the bills just randomly being sent to another address. I get that. There's privacy issues. There's, what if the person who promises to pay doesn't? Now you're cut off by the doctor. So I get that. I get that. But then stop by the doctor's office and pay the bill for them. Okay? You know, I mean, so then it's money direct and you're not really finding out their, it's you know, you could do it that way or something. So at least it's not just giving somebody money and then they're going to Bermuda or the Bahamas or whatever. But, you know, for the most part, you know, there's now this campaign and I guess, you know, media outlets are saying call the company, et cetera. But, you know, when I see this, I'm seeing more and more of these. Aren't you seeing more and more of these stories where, you know, the drug companies are the big bad guys and these people can't get their medication? Is it really that the drug companies are the big bad guys, or do we just have so many people that need these medications? You know, I am very, very grateful that we have the medical research and we have the drugs right now to fight leukemia and lymphoma. When my uncle had it in the 50s, all he could do was die. There really wasn't much. I mean, back then, I guess they were considering doing a bone marrow transplant from my mom, even though they don't, you know, that there really wasn't, because she was a sister, obviously. But, I mean, they really didn't have what they have today. So, unfortunately, when you got leukemia, you died. Now, thank God, kids can live. Adults can live. This kid with kidney cancer, I mean, he's been through a lot and he could live. Now, every now and then somebody makes an argument, which is always a difficult argument to make, but I mean, you know, he's got the cojones to make it, where, well, you know, how much do we interfere with nature? If there's supposed to be survival of the fittest, etc., you know, if somebody was not meant to live till they're two or till they're three, do we take away resources to help that, you know, that infant if they're not going to have longevity anyway? Well, I don't think it's for us to decide. And that's why it becomes a big ethical question. I've seen patients who were supposed to be quote unquote goners who have lived 20, 30, 40 years and blown people away. You know, so you just blown us in medicine away. So I couldn't make that decision. All right. But we are going to have to make that decision. I don't know about you guys, but I am seeing more and more of these stories where you're having people who are uninsured or underinsured, and they're trying to fight with these companies to give the medicines up. And how much can these companies do if the more and more people are asking are starting to really eat into the profit margin? And even though it's a cold idea to think about profit margin, that's the way the system works. Which is why we will not be able to rely on a pharmaceutical company being gracious and generous, because you could only give out so much free stuff. I'm not saying this particular kid is asking for free. I don't really know what the whole finance situation is. But if a company is saying they can't afford to keep doing certain things, all right, yes, for some of us, we think that's an excuse. We've done that excuse, you know. Somebody calls a telemarketer, I can't afford it, sorry, click. You know, or are we really looking at a crisis here? I think we're looking at a crisis. I really do. Because yesterday, I think, I don't know how many of my patients, I think maybe only a third of my patients had insurance. The rest didn't. I mean, and I got to treat their neuropathy, their retinopathy, their nephritis, their diabetes, their, you know, how do you do that when they can't afford the medications? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I wish I could. Okay. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. All right. We have a man who has survived 25 years with a donor heart. That is phenomenal. We got a kid who saved his mom's life by using FaceTime. Maybe we do need to teach these kids how to, you know, use their iPhones. All right. A lot of thoughts to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.